Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Elliot Shore Parks, me, Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas. Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Cam Jurgens.
Hugh's excited about 5:30 Creed.
Oh, is he? You going to sing with us this time? You know the words? We can get him the words.
He was saying Hobie now.
What? You going to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he needs a hug.
Oh, I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That was weird.
What? All right. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
That's my bad.
Definitely not with Buzz.
God. What a
freaking idiot.
What a just a miserable
what a power move, Buzz.
With Buzz.
Power move from Buzz. I like it.
Man, you're on TV two times.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to overtake the segment.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He's already got a segment coming up at 5:30 with the fantasy leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we got to do the top five, Buzz. Take it back, Chad.
Yeah, no, it's all good. All right. Okay. It's time to hand out some blame balls. It's all about accountability on this station. That's what we do. Hold this team to a high standard.
Yes, sir.
Number five, the fifth blame ball, A.J. Dillon.
For the rabbit.
For the positivity bunny.
Yeah.
Backfired.
Yeah.
The positivity bunny's not going to make it in the studio.
No, I can't. I was able to cancel my order, so I got my $80 back.
A lot of mocking. A lot of death threats towards bunnies.
Well, there's one guy who still appreciates him.
Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot thinks it's time to double down on the positive.
Honestly, we're leading the Jordan Mailata show with whether Jordan thinks the positivity bunny should stay because Elliot thinks it should stay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Psychopath.
Yep.
Fourth blame ball I'm giving to Jake Elliott.
Yeah, if he deserves it.
Make the kick. You're in the dome.
Yeah. Just do your part.
Make the kick, they win that football game. I mean, I know it's a lot of other things happen, but if he just makes that kick, it's a totally different game, and they win. They win. And it seems like once a week now he's missing a kick.
What? Five field goals missed and an extra point.
Yep.
And if
you're exactly what he did last year, by the way.
If you're Petullo Sirianni, not being sure of that guy has to change how you attack the offense. Once you get to the, you know, other teams, once they're at the 38, they start thinking, all right, we got a field goal here. But
with Jake.
Yeah, not right now.
Nope. The third blame ball, love him. Show is named after him at 6 o'clock. But I'm giving a blame ball to Jordan. I mean,
wow, yeah.
Khalil Mack was in there all night, a couple holding penalties, and obviously the big one took 6 points off the board.
Yeah.
So it was not a good Mailata tonight. not a good Mailata night.
Yeah, I'm not. I think you're wrong. I don't think you should have given him the blame ball. I think that's out of control for you.
Yeah. But didn't want to do it.
Jordan's perfect little angel and has never screwed up.
That's right.
Yep. That's right.
That's right. I assume he's going to be tough on himself tonight.
He always is.
Oh, definitely.
He always takes accountability.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
That's what you appreciate the most about him.
Yep.
Second blame ball goes to AJ. I mean, again, do the ball, catch the job. Do your job and catch the ball.
Yeah.
Could have won the game last night. For as ugly as it was, you've been complaining about not getting the ball, complaining. Make a play. And don't make business decisions.
Well, that's the one that bothered me. The drop is the drop. Play like the one in the end zone. You got to. We can say you got to catch it. He tried to catch it.
Yeah.
Like he just dropped
play.
It. It's the business decision that your captain.
Well, and it looked like that first play of the game. Like that looked like if you're giving a little more effort, you catch that ball.
Yes,
it's been a lot of that this year with AJ. If he had a little more effort,
he's playing out the string. He's playing out the string for this season.
Now I will say, you get some good blocking last night on the outside.
Oh, did he?
I think he sprung the big Saquon.
No, that was it was what's his name?
Cooper.
Well, Troy was saying something about AJ's blocking.
Oh, it was Cooper.
Yeah. Darius Cooper?
Yeah.
He's now built like a tight end.
Dude, it was a big block. He was celebrating it too.
I keep thinking he's 2023 Julio. Same number.
Yeah.
Same size.
He is definitely 25 pounds heavier than he was in training camp.
100%. I thought he was a little slot receiver.
Yeah.
In training camp.
Yeah.
No, he's big. But the number one blame goes to Jalen. I think if you went back and rewatched it, it wasn't like a disaster.
Yeah, it didn't look as bad the second time around.
But still, the pick at the end of the game.
Well, you can't have two turnovers on one play.
That's a tough one to overcome. He threw it right to a 300-pound defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big one at the end of the game.
Then you can't have that one at the end of the game.
Nah, it was brutal. AJ won, you get excuse.
Whatever, yeah.
But,
yeah.
He
certainly deserves to be on there.
Yeah.
Neighbor Bill sent me the fantasy alert that Jalen got hit for -4 on that play. Because he had two turnovers.
Two turnovers.
I was wondering if it would be called a second turnover, but when the other team gets possession and then
possession
loses
changes,
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep. And I guess the stat was his QBR would have been higher last night.
QB rating. Yeah.
Would have been higher if he just...
Yeah, threw the ball in the dirt.
Threw the ball in the dirt.
All night.
Yeah, that would have been a 39 quarterback rating. He had 31.
Yeah, that's the one you don't like to see.
No.
That's the one I've seen with Wentz like 4 times in 1 year. Seen that stat before.
Yeah,
it felt like 2020 Carson last night.
Now, a 31 quarterback rating, can we, if I don't ever bring up this quarterback rating, can we not talk about the perfect quarterback rating game anymore?
Does it cancel it out?
All right, then I got to bring this one up. I was ready to make a deal.
Listen, we're going to need that perfect game for our defense this offseason.
You're going to need it in trade talks.
That's right.
This hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big year-end sale. Save 40% off any window or door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The bat signal was sent out. OG Wade is here. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG,
how are you
good.
Doing?
It's not good, OG.
I'm good. I do believe my last conversation with you guys was that this team is waiting to be put out of their misery. Wasn't that my statement?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah, you switched
course.
You
did say that. Yeah,
yeah. You did.
You said they were cooked.
Yeah. Because I understand what camaraderie is, what chemistry is, and culture. When with A.J. Brown is like a dark cloud over the situation right now. That dude is dark, you know what I'm saying? And I almost to the point that Jalen doesn't even know when he can trust you. You know, you don't know when A.J. is going to give you effort and when he's not. So that being said, Jalen played not a terrible game, but a bad game. And I do blame him for us losing that game. But all in all, I've seen 7 points that A.J. Brown dropped in the end zone that was a dime. We could have used those 7 points. Jordan Mailata, who Spike is afraid to criticize. Because
no, I'm not. I was kidding.
But I'm just saying. I'm kidding, too. But he also, that touchdown there was called back. That's 14 points that could have went to winning that game, even with the four turnovers at that point. You know what I'm saying? We still able to – and Jalen obviously can't make that last one that ends the game, that causes you everything. That's unacceptable. But I hear you guys talking about what's going on, and what I want to say to this is that y'all been asking for Jalen to throw the ball over the middle, and I keep reiterating this comment. Jalen said, for a very long time, I've been told how it's supposed to look, how I'm supposed to play. You know, and when I did it that way, we did not win. But y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all still want him to do things that the man knows from his own self. He knows his deficiencies. He knows his strengths. So when he tries to play to his strengths, which is just to win the damn game, it's not good enough for y'all. Not even Jeffrey Lurie. He took himself out of the office and want to come down and showboat and disrespect Jalen by talking to AJ about their situation on the field, which you undermined your quarterback. Because I felt at that up into that point, Jalen had a certain way to deal with AJ, and it was working. Ignore his dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? And just continue to win. But since then, oh, white boy or dark boy has had all these catches, and we ain't winning a damn thing. I want to know, how do all you Jalen, A.J. Brown fans feel about one of your guys is getting his number, like Shady McCoy? You know, he wanted a pillow talk with A.J. about not getting the ball. Now he's getting it, and the team can't even get a damn win. Then you got this turd from Mount Airy calling up, talking about Jalen should be replaced and everything. And I think y'all should be happy. Let's see what Tanner McKee can do. I think Jalen should go in the damn office tomorrow and request a trade, because y'all don't appreciate what the young kids can bring to this team. He's never had an experience. He needs a guy that knows what the hell they're doing. I mean, listen.
Kellen Moore wasn't experienced?
First of all, this quarterback, the same quarterback that went an entire calendar year without losing a game with the help of the rest of the team. Okay, so we know success of a quarterback play is in Jalen Hurts. The key is, do he need the offensive line around him? Yeah, and this is another thing that I keep hearing y'all say, that other quarterbacks can carry their team, Jalen can't, when their things ain't perfect, right? Can somebody name me that quarterback?
No, because if we say it,
No, my point is this. So far, every quarterback needs things to be right around them to win. The guys that you're talking about, like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they haven't won. No, you can't say that they put teams on their back.
Yeah, you yes, can. You can. But no, you can, can you stop yelling for a second? Can you stop yelling for a second? There are a lot of players who have a Super Bowl who haven't been able to put the team on their back either. Like, let's not act like every quarterback that's won the Super Bowl is some sort of elite Hall of Famer, because it's not the case. So, and that's true. That's just a fact. But can I ask you I just want to ask you a reasonable question. So your question, your comment about not throwing over the middle, he knows his limitations. I hear you. I understand it. The bigger question is, can you win with a quarterback who cannot throw the ball efficiently over the middle when you don't have a dominant run game and he won't run? That is the bigger question, not whether he should do it or not, because I agree with you. Like, I agree he's limited there. I never said he's got to do this, because my point was always, I don't think he's good at it. But the bigger question is can you succeed that way? And that is the question that I don't know the answer to. Like, I think it's tough. You know, when everything has to be perfect but him, that's a lot of things that have to be perfect. Do you understand that?
Yeah, let me help you understand it, because said you want the answer to that question.
Yeah, but
the answer to that question. Hold on. Let me finish. There is no quarterback in the NFL that throws over the middle consistently and wins. None, because you know why? Because defenses will shut that down. They'll tip the ball. Yeah, every time you throw over the middle, that's six to seven players that can turn the ball over or give you a chance to turn it over. So by avoiding throwing over the middle and
Matt Stafford throws the ball over the middle. Can we move on and say that doesn't Matt Stafford throws over the middle?
He does.
They won a Super Bowl as many as Jalen, and they're the best team in the NFC. So yes, they're winning. Yes, they're winning.
MVP of the damn Super Bowl. All right. So stop with the crap. All right.
You sound like an idiot. You sound like an idiot. You sound like an idiot. You asked me for a player. You asked me for a player. You asked me for a player. Shh. Buzz, help me here. You asked me for a player, a quarterback, who throws the ball consistently over the middle and also wins. I said Matt Stafford, who has won a Super Bowl, currently has the best team in the NFC. I think that qualifies as winning. Right? He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, can we don't make a claim that something doesn't exist, and I tell you it exists, and you tell me that doesn't count.
No, right? No. I didn't say it don't count.
Yes, you did.
I like Matthew Stafford. I think he's a great quarterback. I'm not down in Matthew Stafford.
Does he throw consistently over the middle?
Yes, he does.
Okay, does he win consistently? Does he win consistently?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
That's what their offense is predicated to do. That's all.
All right,
that was productive.
Yeah.
I got to hang in there.
I think, like, the truth is that for everything that you can't do, it makes the field smaller.
Yeah.
And it limits the margin of error for everybody else. We have proven, the Philadelphia Eagles have proven, they can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The question is can they win another one? Because the goal of this organization is to win championships.
Yep.
And the question that they are going to be faced with is, what is more likely? Us able to build the infrastructure around Jalen to win another Super Bowl, or is it easier to find a different quarterback that has a different skill set? That's their question. I don't know what the answer is. They're both hard. Winning a Super Bowl is hard. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, and the thing with I agree, and that's why I think the Eagles, you don't do anything during the season that undermines Jalen as the starter of this team. Starting with benching him. You bench Jalen Hurts, you've just signaled that it's over for Jalen Hurts as the Eagles quarterback here. That is way too rush of a judgment to make in the middle of a season or after 1 year after he won the Super Bowl. You're going to need time to step away from this thing, completely evaluate the landscape of where quarterbacks are, what's available, and does it improve your chances of winning? As much as people want to see Tanner McKee out there, I think the offense would look different. He has a different set of skills. But here's the thing that isn't different. He's limited. He's limited.
He can't move.
That's why he's a six-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Right? So how strong his arm is, where the ball goes, what you have to do as an offense, there's going to be things he can't do or the next guy probably can't do as well from a physical standpoint out there on the field, and coaches have to coach around it. One misnomer about quarterbacks in this league is that there are 10 great quarterbacks in this league. There isn't. There just isn't. There may be five or six of those type of quarterbacks that don't really have weaknesses to their game. Everyone else has to be coached around in some form or fashion. They just do. They have to be coached around. So, and we happen to have a quarterback in that position where there are shortcomings with his game. How can you continue to coach around his shortcomings and still win?
Yeah, that's not easy. Question.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy to coach on any quarterback shortcomings, which is why it's hard to win a Super Bowl, which is why so many quarterbacks are great in the regular season, and then you get to the playoffs against the best teams.
Different styles of defense. Yeah,
and
all
then,
those things.
Then it gets more difficult. No one's saying it's easy. I think anyone who says that like this is some easy decision to move on from him, you have to have a solution in place that you feel better about moving forward. I do think it will be hard to it's hard to build any Super Bowl offense. Mm-hmm. I do think it is difficult to rebuild what they had around Jalen. Now, here's the good news. The good news is the offensive line is probably back next year, probably not as hurt.
Yeah, you have so much money tied up in them.
But maybe not Lane.
Maybe not.
There's no way Lane goes out like this.
I would hope not. Yeah, we asked Baldy a few weeks ago, and Baldy says, and Baldy's close to Lane. He says he doesn't think so.
Yeah.
And you have Saquon back, you know, now.
Yeah, the hope he bounces back.
Yep. Now, A.J. Devante, from a salary standpoint, and from A.J. the other stuff, if you have Jalen there, I think there's like a 5% chance, maybe, and that might even be high, that both A.J. and Jalen are back next year.
I
think it is one or the other.
I can agree with you on that. There, unless A.J. does some sort of complete 180 on his feelings about playing in this offense and his frustrations at times, I don't see A.J. saying, I'm signing up to do this again next year.
No, I don't see the Eagles believing him that it's not going to be an issue during week four.
I don't even think he would hide it.
Yes, I agree with you there, too.
And tell him, like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
And from a salary standpoint, you just look around the league, and there's not a lot of teams that are successful and are also paying two wide receivers. If I were the Bengals, I would say to myself, look, we've had this great offense. We haven't had a good defense. We're paying these two wide receivers. Like, if Joe Burrow is as good as we think Joe Burrow is, do we need to be paying both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase?
I tell you what, Jalen Carter, I don't know if that deal is coming this offseason. Or if it is, it certainly isn't going to be as high as we once thought it was going
to
be.
Now, they don't have to pay him this offseason, right? Yeah.
Nope, they don't have to.
Does he have two more years left?
Yeah, essentially, once they pick up his fifth-year option. But, yeah, but you know the Eagles, if they see the value is more of a buyer's market, they may say, we can jump in here now.
Yeah.
We may save $40 million.
They trade him.
No. Oh. I mean, just sign him early now.
Yeah.
Yeah, without giving him the price tag that we thought it was going to be.
I also wonder.
Because most of us would have thought he would have been coming off an all-pro year.
And he's certainly not.
And he's not.
Which Jalen has a better chance of getting extended this offseason?
Carter or Hurts?
Yeah.
Or Phillips?
Yeah, rank the three.
Ah, that's a question. Somebody's going to steal that.
Yeah.
You know somebody's going to steal that.
I think Carter's the most likely.
Most likely, I agree.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips, I mean, good 2 weeks.
Had a good game last night. He was good last night.
He was good last night. Yeah, he was good. He was disruptive.
He's not Lawrence Taylor like he was.
No, no.
Those 2 weeks.
Yeah, those 2 weeks, we were like, look what we found.
It's like opening up the Christmas gift. Well, you're good with it for that first week or two, and then you're like, ah.
Yeah.
The other thing with Jalen Carter, I wonder if they would have the conversation. Now, football is different. The Sixers were able. Tyrese Maxey was eligible for his extension the year before he got it. And they told him, look, from a salary standpoint, It would be great for the team if you waited for next year. Now, football is different than basketball, like,
yes, sir,
given the, you know,
I still
how violent
believe,
the sport is.
I still
is.
Can't believe Maxie did that.
I can't believe it either. Yeah, I actually think personally I didn't give him enough credit for doing that.
Yeah, I still couldn't believe he did it. Now, credit to the Sixers. They didn't renege.
No.
They gave him the full max, so it was great business on their part.
Yeah, and it paid off, right? I mean, he's a great player, I think. I think they remember that he did that for the team.
Yeah.
And I think moving forward, I think he will be treated with that kind of respect moving forward.
He should.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I was always thought he was good, was always amazed that he was as good as he was. I never saw this coming.
Dude, Maxie's going to be a jersey in the Raptors guy.
Yes. He's going to be an all-time Sixer.
I did not see that coming.
He's going to be all NBA this year. If he doesn't get hurt, he'll be all NBA.
I did not see that coming.
I was completely wrong. Never saw this coming from him.
Yep.
Yeah. Thought he was a six-man, you know, type
Me
of
too.
Skill set.
Yep, like a little Energizer Bunny off the bench.
Nope.
Scores 17, 18 a game.
No, now he's 30 every night.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Who the hell want to trade him for Damian Lillard?
Like Damian Lillard.
And Harden.
Listen, I was going to say, I wanted to trade. No, I didn't want for
you
Harden.
You didn't want
Harden.
Yeah,
but Lillard I was definitely on board with.
Well, and that was coming off of Lillard's probably best year. 22-23 was Lillard's best year.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, it is the end of the regular season, not for the Eagles, but for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, who got in?
We'll get a playoff preview.
Is?
Yeah, we'll find out. That is coming up next. We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in an easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.